Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. How you doing this afternoon? I'm here with my brother, Reverend Greg McCray. How you doing?
I'm fine, little bro. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Let's get into it this afternoon. First of all, if you haven't heard, there will be a women's chamber match in Jeddah.
Oh, yeah. Surprising, but I'm excited to see who's going to win to get a chance to go to WrestleMania.
Yes, sir. Last time we had the chamber, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was last 2019. Let me see here.
I believe so, before the pandemic.
Let me look good right here. 2019 Elimination Chamber. Let's see here. Yes, 2019 Elimination Chamber in Houston, Texas. 4 hours away from me. And, believe it or not, as always, I try to convince my mama to go to the chamber pay-per-view ending in Houston. Since it's 4 hours away, I just need one night, you know. Mom said nope. So I had to watch it at home. So anyway, yeah. I remember one time they had the Rumble in Houston. I tried to convince my mama, hey, they're in Houston tonight. Houston on Sunday. I came in Thursday, Friday night. They're in Houston on Sunday. It's 4 hours away from here. I just need one night. It's a 4 hour show. I just need one night. We'll need to get a hotel, get a rental car, go to Houston, blah, blah, blah. I didn't factor in, like, what you're going to do until the show, you know? So I just need that one night. I didn't factor in what you're going to do and all that stuff until then. But alas, my pleas fell on deaf ears. And that was a hell no, so I didn't watch it at home as well. But it was good nonetheless. But back to the chamber, 2019. This is the first women's Elimination Chamber match. And participants were Carmella and Naomi, the Iconics, the Riot Squad, Nia Jax, Tamina, Fire and Desire, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, the Boss of Hook Connection, Bayley, Sasha Banks. The winner of that match, I believe, were Bayley and Sasha.
I believe so. Yeah,
I gotta go back and check that out. Buddy Murphy in the pre-show via Kira Tozawa. Most of these people are no longer with us anymore. Ronda Rousey in the field, Ruby Riott. She's with AEW now, Ruby Riott. Baron Corbin in the field, Braun Strowman. He's out of the picture now. Daniel Bryan is with AEW. Defeated AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Kofi Kingston, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe. The Usos defeated The Miz and Shane McMahon, believe it or not. Finn Balor defeated Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush. By the way, this is the birth of the Kofi Mania and the Elimination Chamber. It got down to Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan. Everybody's like, okay, Kofi got a chance. He can do this. He lost. But dang it, that was interesting.
Right, man. That was a great match. Kofi's mania happened organically. And, you know, people saw how, you know, long Kofi been in this game and how Kofi, you know, he finally had a shot at the WWE title, how Kofi was a winner, and it looked like he could have won it, but damn, Brian somehow pulled it out, but it just led, like you said, to the birth of Culture Mania. And just like the Yes Movement was born organically, so it was Culture Mania.
I never forget SmackDown, one particular SmackDown, the contract signing. Daniel Bryan, Kofi Kingston. Literally pulled from Kofi Kingston. Literally. All he had to do was sign the contract. Get ready to sign the contract. And next thing you know, Vince McMahon came out and said, nope. Kevin Owens going to face Daniel Bryan. Yeah. I remember all he had to do was sign the contract. Literally sign the contract. And before he could put ink to pen to paper, he snatched him under him. And I am still pissed off to the highest power that his last title reign, last title defense, lasted all of 5 seconds against Brock Lesnar. Now,
Brock Lesnar had problems in the past with smaller wrestlers. How do you think Seth freaking Rollins can handle that either? But no, in my opinion, because Coach Keith is black, we're going to let Brock Lesnar watch the small black wrestlers.
Now, in my opinion, he didn't stand a chance anyway. Brock Lesnar, this is Brock Lesnar, come on now. But at least give him a fighting chance. But nah.
If Seth Rollins can beat Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins shouldn't have had no freaking chance. Wait, Seth Rollins beat Brock Lesnar clean. Before he became Seth freaking Wild Rollins. I remember watching that man. He beat him cleanly, not once but twice. And the first time he kind of jumped Brock Lesnar before the match started. And
he
had to hit him with the
turnstile like 3 times, and he pissed him. Mm-hmm. That was the last time we had the chamber before WrestleMania. Back in the day, the winner of the Royal Rumble match didn't have to compete in the chamber. You can just chill and wait till the chamber is set. Wait till WrestleMania. Next time we see the winner of the Rumble match. That's back in the day. Nowadays, we're going to have the Elimination Chamber match. And this is where we're going to go with it. Check this out. So far, we got Bobby Lashley defending against Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, Austin Theory, Riddle, AJ Styles for the WWE Championship, Becky Lynch against Lita for the Raw Women's Championship. The Usos against the Viking Raiders. Roman Reigns against Goldberg. Drew McIntyre. Madcap Moss, once again. Liv Morgan. Rhea Ripley. Bianca Belair. Doudrop. Nikki A.S.H. And we'll find out another person later. And the Elimination Chamber match for women. The first time ever for the Raw Women's Championship. We'll find out who's going to be we're going to have a Raw Elimination Chamber match in Saudi Arabia. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I'm surprised here. I do see the progress. I think this is the second time we had two women's matches in Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh.
Big problem with the Heat. The Heat caused them he was exhausted. Goldberg was exhausted to the point where Goldberg slipped out of Undertaker's hand into the ring post and ended up getting a concussion. And that whole match was, which would have been, was supposed to be better than it was, ended up being kind of terrible because there was poor conditioning. They didn't expect to be dehydrated and all that. But I believe this last time they went out there when Goldberg had a good match, I believe they got it under control, and I hope they keep it under control with the way they have the women dressed out there for their matches.
Yes, sir. By the way, they bring that up. The women's wrestling in Saudi, they have this match in Saudi, and they're going to be in full clothing and full clothing gear. They will not wear traditional women's wrestling gear here, like they used to do here. They're going to be full attire. Long sleeve shirts, long sleeve pants, just heads up. Saudi, you can't have no You can't show no skin. A woman can't show no skin in Saudi. Not over here.
They had a t-shirt on top of what they were, I think a long t-shirt on top of what they was wearing.
Uh-huh.
It seems like before those, I think the first match, they had the, they even had their haircut covered. But I think they, you know, it came a long way with the triple threat match with Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks, where all they had was just a long, everything, you know, long, all the way to their wrist, and, you know, their long legs, and they had a long t-shirt over there. You know, that still was a lot better than that.
I think that was India. Let me see here. Let me look that up right here. Can women wrestle their hair uncovered in Saudi? Let me look this up right here. Can they do that? Let me look it up. I'm looking this up right now as we speak, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a moment. They can wrestle with their hair uncovered, but they have to have the body covered up.
Yeah.
They have to have the body covered up. Saudi Arabia is strict. It's really strict against women. As a country and everything. I know it's their culture and everything. They're really strict against women. I'm gonna read a quote here from Triple H, the president, vice president of talent relations. He says, quote, "I understand people questioning the why there's some women's matches, but you have to understand every culture is different. Just because you don't agree with certain aspects of it doesn't mean it's not relevant culture. You can't dictate the country or religion by how they handle things." In other words, like, you might not like the women's wrestling, like, you might not like, you might have women's wrestling inside, but they have a culture against that. And since you are a guest in their country, you can go by their rules.
Right.
Up to 2019. Say again?
There's nothing wrong with following their rules.
Yeah.
When
up to 2019, they never had a women's wrestling inside. They can now, but they just cover up. So it's going to be interesting to see how that work out.
They're growing. They're getting better. Yeah, I want you to see how it works out. But it's going to work out. It's going to get better in time, in due time.
I find out some interesting. Certain wrestlers refuse to work in Saudi because, like Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is of Syrian descent, and Saudi has strained relations with Syria. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why, because some people just don't want to, and they have a right to it. I hope, I'm glad WWE is here to understand it.
And by the way, Paul Heyman, Bill Goldberg, they wrestle, they compete, they've been in Saudi, and they're Jewish. And we all know the relationship between Jerusalem, Jews, and Arab, you know. But hey, business is business. Yeah. I'm just like, if I'm Jewish and these guys are Arabs and everything, I'm pretty sure we can all say kumbaya for one night, you know. But I'm cashing that chick. We can all say kumbaya for one night, like cash my chick.
Yeah, yeah.
So, ain't nothing wrong with saying kumbaya for one night, you know.
But,
yeah. Just go. That's interesting, man. Now, by the way, in the Elimination Chamber, back to the Elimination Chamber thing, in Germany, just for a little history lesson here, I love history, in Germany, it's called No Escape for the simple fact of the Holocaust trauma in Germany, so they won't have so nobody has flashbacks or anything. In Germany, it's called No Escape. Same thing, just different name.
Yeah. I wouldn't be because the main event is in the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
But I
was
like, you know what? That
sounds
cool to me.
And it's only in Germany because the Holocaust happened in Germany. So to avoid any Holocaust trauma, they named in Germany No Escape. There. It's going down, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be Saturday, February 19th at Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, the Jeddah Superdome. And before we get there, this Sunday, of course, it's the Super Bowl. I wonder who you got going. Interesting. That is interesting. World on the Street, the opening of Super Bowl is Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, I heard that too. That he's supposed to
be opening. I don't really care for football, but I would definitely stick around for that. Oh, Lord. That's not going, bruh. XFL is cursed, man.
Well, Vicky Man messed up with that,
but
he was so focused on the entertainment part that he messed up on the football part.
Yeah.
Somebody like The Rock who knows football can cash in on The Rock is perfect mixture of entertainment and sports.
Yes, but let's not forget, he got cut himself. Yes, sir. The Rock.
The Rock played on the national championship team for the Miami Hurricanes.
Yes, he did.
Not every, you know, he was a hell of a defensive player in college, but everybody that's gonna translate into a great NFL career. Brock Lesnar, he showed potential being a great NFL player, but he didn't have the time. He did in football beforehand, if he'd had more time in football before he went and tried out for Minnesota, he'd have been a hell of a player, but he's a freak athlete. That's why he was able to be UFC heavyweight champion. McGoldberg was a hell of a defensive player. Tore his abdominal muscle, couldn't play no more football. And then he turned up in WCW, became my favorite wrestler until recently.
First of all, I got two things. First of all, you got information how you can get part with the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, 3 hours for WrestleMania. First, check out Jennifer Lopez movie, Marry Me, tomorrow on theaters and in Peacock. Check this out. Which is just a moment. If I get to play. Hang on a second. All right. Hang on. I downloaded my wrong reasons it worked properly. And it's not working. That's how I was supposed to be like a little commercial right there. That's all right. In the meantime, Wrestling Chain brought to you by Back to Delivery Some More LLC. Back to Delivery Some More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. You drive trucks, you got a CDL license. Let them know you get paid. Back to Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. While my commercials tripping up. Marry Me in the Theaters tomorrow, featuring Jennifer Lopez. I believe you have a clip of it. We don't. It sucks, man. Okay, we don't have a clip of that. That's cool. She won't be like that. That's fine. Anyway. Basically, the point is the two actresses, the singer and her husband. Y'all, excuse my charges here. Her singer and her husband are going to do their wedding vows, right? But, damn. Right. In the process of doing that, y'all, excuse me. Her husband, her fiance cheats on her, right? And she's stuck holding the bag. What does she do? She gets married right there on the spot. Check this out.
The Marry Me concert tour is something you will not want to miss. In 36 hours, superstar Kat Valdez and Grammy-winning Bastion will perform their new song, Marry Me, and exchange vows in front of a streaming audience of 20 million people.
And, you know, we got technical problems all over the place.
I'll be the one in the veil.
Charlie, this is once in a lifetime.
I've got my daughter tonight.
Good, I've got 3 tickets for tonight. Bring her.
Dad, you haven't had any fun since Mom left. Just say yes.
What am I doing here?
Okay, let's go. We only have 5 minutes. What's everybody looking at?
Nothing. Give me your phone.
Kat Valdez's husband-to-be, Bastion, caught cheating with her assistant.
Hold this. I'm told that 20 million people are supposed to watch as we take our vows. They say if you want something different, you have to do something different. Why not? Yes. I'll marry you. You.
Go! Go! Go!
Do you, some guy, take Kat to be a lawfully wedded wife?
Okay. That was crazy.
Kat Valdez left the guy from the concert, then also married her Uber driver.
It's an insane situation. I say we offer $5,000 and let it all blow over.
Or I could stay married to him.
Huh?
something last night, and if I don't finish it, I'll look crazy. We gotta get out in front of this.
Hi. You.
Oh. It's 3 months.
I don't even know her.
We both did this. So whether we like it or not, we're in this together.
We have to embrace the spontaneity of the moment. I don't want to be the punchline.
What do I do?
Just stand and smile.
This is the most unbelievable thing that could ever happen in life.
Right now, 237,000 people are like, he looks like he's in a math club.
I am in a math club.
Hanging with you guys today, I don't know, it made me feel kind of normal.
Come with me to the fall swimming formal.
Are you asking me to the school dance?
Well, I couldn't leave a note in your locker. If you're lonely. Hello?
Are you afraid to fall back in love with Bastion and dump you? Are you afraid of that too?
We don't need to pretend. I don't fit. Some fan? No, I'm not a fan. Just, well, I mean, I am now.
And then it's tomorrow. You can catch it out. If you can't go to theaters, catch it on Peacock. Oh, 3 o'clock and theaters tomorrow. Jennifer Lopez, Marry Me. Should be pretty good. I apologize for technical difficulty, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's information how you get part of Ric Flair 3 hours before WrestleMania. 3 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. It's at Boiling Tails Co. at 816 North Collins Street in Arlington, Texas. I believe 3 hours prior to WrestleMania. It includes soda, water, Miller Lite, wine, beer, everything else, open bar. You got all the stuff you can eat. You can bring, it's going to be pretty good. We got a special guest featuring Ric Flair. Well, Ric Flair is the host. Diamond Dallas Page, Jake the Snake Roberts, and Kevin Nash. And so much more is going down. Photo purchase required the day of. Event tickets not included. Parking not included. But it's going to be a good time. So you need this ticket in order to get the seat and to get the parking and everything else. 3 hours for WrestleMania. Yes, sir.
Get a chance to maybe get to see Damien, just to see, you know, Ric Flair.
I'll come hell of high water, I'm going to WrestleMania. I got to buy a ticket and stand up the whole show. I got to buy a standing only ticket. I will be at WrestleMania. It's going down.
Yes, I'm working on
By the way, so many ways you can do this. Yeah, let's say you can't go to night two. No problem. You can go to night one, watch two on Peacock. You can go night two, watch night one on Peacock. Or you can watch the whole thing on Peacock. There's also, I find out Monday night, night after that, the most lit night of WrestleMania will be at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. And luckily for me, that's around the corner. Yeah, it's always lit the night after WrestleMania. We'll find out one of my favorite nights after WrestleMania. I'm going old school on you. The year was 1998. The night after WrestleMania when X-Pac came back.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it, man. Shawn Michaels, Triple H said, Shawn, you dropped the ball. You let me down. And because of that, I'm taking over now. And I got, we're going to start all over. We start over. You look to your friends, look to your buddies, you look to the clique. And here's called X-Pac. And of course, who could ever forget the night before WrestleMania? WrestleMania 14, Mike Tyson knocked the hell out of Shawn Michaels.
That was like so shocking how
instant
the whole crowd was.
Yes. And of course, my favorite cashing of all time at WrestleMania, Seth Rollins cashing in Money in the Bank. That has never been, no one has ever done that since, that was 2015. Nobody's done that since.
I'm glad, you know, it happened. You know, it was like a build-up and Seth Rollins. And, matter of fact, that match was the perfect time for it to do
it. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for this evening. I want to thank Greg from Kramer joining with me this afternoon of wrestling. I'm going to have David Byrd with me tonight right here at Baltimore.com, Anchor.fm, excuse me. We're going to post this everywhere. We're on Google Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. We're everywhere. One word, Wrestling Tracks. Thank you for joining with me, brother. Love you very much. See you next time, everybody.
Love you, bro. See you, everybody, next time.
See ya.